Scholastic Audio presents Unstoppable Octobia May by Sharon G. Flake. Read by Bonnie Turpin. Chapter 1. The Vampire in Room 204. Vampires are not the nicest people. Maybe that happens when you live forever and don't get enough sun. So, when I pass Mr. Davenport's bedroom door, I tiptoe, making my bare feet quiet as cotton balls tossed on the floor. Vampires can hear your thoughts and dreams, don't you know? So I'm not surprised when Mr. Davenport comes out wanting to kill me. I was dead once myself. I shouldn't let him scare me. But right now, I could wet my britches. Green veins sit on top of his feet. His toes twist and curl, and his yellow toenails need tending. That's what I notice. Then I see them. Fangs, long as the hound's teeth that bit my uncle's two middle fingers off.
If you come in my room again, I'll...
He's running up the hall, stepping in the spot I made yesterday when I tried to wash my cat, Juppy, with Lucky Tiger hair tonic for men. It makes her fur shine. Mr. Davenport steps on the back of my heel and I trip. Fingers that feel like crab claws dig into my arm, pinching, pulling me so close I can smell his sour breath burning my eyelashes off practically. I try to scream, but the words get stuck in my throat. His fangs get closer and closer to my neck, tasting my blood, I bet, before they even break the skin. Don't make me come up.